This is Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. I am Shamika Brown Upshaw, Emmy Award-winning Business Operations and Program Management Director, turned Spiritual Mindset and Business Coach, and founder of Spark Life Coaching and Business Planning. And let me say this up front, your truth isn't just in what you say. It's in the results you're producing, the energy you're carrying, and the reality you're living. It's in the money you make or don't, the relationships you build up or burn down, and the risk you take or talk yourself out of. You see, your life is proof of what you believe, whether you admit it or not. Your results, they do not lie. They are the receipts of your mindset, your habits, and your choices. And if you keep ignoring the truth in front of you, you will keep rewriting the same chapter instead of turning the page. So if you're tired of spinning your wheels, tired of saying you want more but never making a move, tired of playing small when you know you're meant for more, welcome home. Every week, we're going beyond the surface, calling out the lies we tell ourselves, releasing the patterns that no longer serve us, and shifting you into alignment with the life you actually want to live. Because the truth will set you free, but only if you stop running from it. This is Tell Your Truth. Welcome back to Tell Your Truth, the podcast where we stop sugarcoating, stop hiding, and start owning the role we play in creating our own lives. So we've been doing a lot of shedding, haven't we? Beliefs, patterns, fear, performance. But what happens after all of the letting go? This episode is about what's left when the mask falls. It's about the you that's always been there, the soul underneath the story. But before we dive in, I want to introduce our episode sponsor, Head Game Wraps. And y'all, these aren't just any head wraps. They're a stylish, practical, and easy way to stay polished and presentable no matter what's going on underneath it. Head Game Wraps are made for women or men who are building, leading, and handling life. Whether it's a big moment, an off day, or anything in between, your Head Game Wrap ensures you look put together and styled even when your schedule and your hair have other plans. They're crafted from high-quality stretch fabric with an elastic opening. They're perfect for styling locks or braids in a sleek ponytail, a high bun, or just letting them hang loose. With two sizes, you have the fitted for a sleek professional look and the long for that extra wrap appeal. Head Game Wraps helps you look as intentional on the outside as the work you're doing within. Because in order to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. So grab yours today at headgamewraps.etsy.com. You can find the link in the show notes. Just scroll down and check it out after the episode. All right, so why does this episode matter? It's because we spend so much of our lives trying to become more successful, more paid, more impressive, more validated. But the thing is, you weren't meant to become someone else. You were meant to come back to your true self. So every belief that you just released, every fear you just faced, every pattern you just broke, that wasn't about changing who you are. It was about revealing who you've always been. So what if the breakthrough that we've all been striving for, what if it isn't in the becoming, but what if it's in the shedding? What if it's in the remembering? So this is about reconnecting with your truest self, the version of you that existed before life told you who to be. Because the more connected you are to your soul, the more powerfully you can create what you truly desire. And not from hustle and not from proving, but from your truth. So if you've been asking, what now? If you've been doing the work, shifting the patterns, letting go of the fear, this is your answer. This is your next layer, if you will. So let's get into it. As we've said before, most of what we believe about ourselves didn't come from us. It came from what we were told, from how we were raised, from the churches, the schools, and the systems that taught us how to survive, but not how to be free. We learned how to be the good girl, how to people please. We learned that love had to be earned. And we also learned that success came through sacrifice and that being too loud, too bold, too much would make some people uncomfortable, right? And so, what did we do? We dimmed ourselves. We dimmed our light. And we hustled, we performed, and not because we were fake, as in what the code switching says, but because we were trying to feel safe and to still provide. But here's the truth. Those versions of you, they helped you survive, but they are not who you are. Who you truly are has been buried underneath the expectations, the pressure, the trauma, and the conditioning. And we wonder why we feel lost and disconnected and ultimately stuck. So whether you believe it or feel it now, you were born whole, born worthy, born connected to your God-given purpose. Psalm 139 says, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Not once you get it all together or once you prove yourself, from the very beginning, from the foundations of the earth. You see, God never created you for performance. He created you for purpose, his purpose. And let me say this plainly, your soul isn't separate from your success. It is the source of it. And when you're disconnected from your truth, your soul, everything you build will feel like striving. You might check the boxes, the education, the career, the businesses, the relationships, but it won't feel fulfilling. Because soul is where the vision comes from. Soul is where alignment lives, and soul is where your power flows. So the most aligned business strategy, the best content you'll ever write, the most magnetic offer you'll ever sell, it won't come from copying someone else's formula or being someone else. It will only come from deep connection to your inner wisdom, your inner knowing. And that's how we're meant to lead, not just with excellence, but with ease from who we are. So now that we've been doing the work, auditing our beliefs, calling out fear, shedding the mask, what we're left with is the invitation to return to your true self, to your essence, to your soul, and not who they told you to be or who you became to be like, but the you that knows, the you that remembers who you are. And let me tell you something that shifted this for me. We don't create the life we want by working harder. We create it by aligning deeper. Your thoughts, your emotions, and your actions are powerful tools. See, they're the real tea that no one talks about because it's not gossip, it's growth. They are literally the building blocks of your reality. Neuroscience tells us this. Your brain has a filter called the reticular activating system. We've covered this too. It's constantly scanning your environment for what aligns with your most dominant thoughts and beliefs. So when your thoughts are rooted in fear, lack, or unworthiness, your RAS will highlight evidence to confirm that. But when your thoughts are rooted in truth and love and faith and possibility, it will highlight that too. So the question becomes, are you thinking from your past programming or from your present power? Because every thought you allow, every feeling you nurture, every action you take is either reinforcing who you used to be or aligning with who you really are. And the more connected you are to your truth, the more congruent your life becomes. Not perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but aligned. So let me bring you into a moment in my own life, a season where I wasn't climbing, building, or leading. I was just, sitting. And it was after I was laid off from my corporate position. Yes, y'all, laid off. But don't cry for me. I finally had space to be still. No more meetings, no more performance reviews, no more titles behind my name. And for the first time in a long time, I wasn't Director Shamika or Senior Director Shamika. I was just me, Shamika. And it was jarring at first because I had spent years, decades really, defining myself by my title. I was proud of what I had built, proud of getting my seat at the table, and I had been chasing that next rung on the ladder, waiting for the day I could finally put VP behind my name, like that was the moment I'd finally arrived. But when the title was gone, when there was no job to prove myself through, I had to ask, who am I without it? And here's the truth that hit me like a tidal wave. I had already been a VP, a president, a founder, a CEO of my own businesses, my own life, my own calling. But because those titles didn't come from a Fortune 500 organization, they didn't feel like enough. They didn't carry the same weight to me. And I had to sit with that. I had to sit with the parts of me that had internalized this idea that my worth was tied to the validation of someone else's organization, someone else's creation, someone else's God-given purpose, and that my power had to be stamped by a system I didn't even believe in anymore. That was the moment something shifted, because the truth, I've always been powerful. I've always been called. I couldn't have reached those levels if I hadn't have been. Those companies didn't make me that. The title didn't crown me that. God did. And the skills and talents that I possess don't go away because I am not at those companies anymore. In fact, I get to package them in new and different ways and still make an impact that is tied to the very purpose and reason I am on this earth. And sitting with that truth, it broke something wide open. That was the moment I stopped performing and started remembering who the filth, Florin, filth I was. Okay, let's slow it down a bit, because maybe you're listening and thinking, but Shamika, I'm not sure I even know who I really am without the hustle, without the struggle, without the title or the mask. And if that's you, I see you too. I was you. The disorientation, the discomfort, is not proof that you're lost. It's proof that you're waking up. And I want you to pause for a second and take a deep breath. What title have you been holding on to feel worthy? And what would it look like to lay it down? Your soul is whispering, there's more. And that whisper, it might show up as frustration, as restlessness, as a longing you can't even explain. But don't ignore it, because that's your truth trying to get your attention. That's your soul inviting you to stop performing and to start becoming. Becoming isn't about adding more, though. It's about stripping away the noise until all that's left is your truth. And here's something I want you to try this week. Take a quiet moment and ask yourself, who was I before the world told me who to be? Write that version of you down. What did she love? What lit her up? What did she dream about before life made her forget? Now, this may be 5-year-old you, 10-year-old you, 15-year-old you, or perhaps 25 or 30. Whatever version it is, write it down. And then ask yourself, how can I honor her today? And not through a checklist, but through alignment. Maybe it's through saying no to something that doesn't fit your life anymore. Or maybe it's in choosing rest, because rest is very important. Or perhaps it's in letting yourself be seen. Finally, whatever it is, trust it. Because when you honor your truth, you create space for your soul to finally lead. And let me tell you this, when you get into alignment with your true self, your soul, you become magnetic. Clarity finds you. Opportunities open. The right people show up. And it's not because you forced it, but because you became it. That's when you stop chasing and start attracting effortlessly. And that's when you stop striving and start flowing with the ease of life. But alignment requires honesty, stillness, and surrender. And this is not for the faint of heart, but it is for the woman who's done living someone else's story. And if you're still listening, that woman is you. Here are some actionable takeaways for the week. Number one, reclaim your essence. Take 10 minutes this week and journal about who you were before fear entered the room. Let that version speak. Number two, shift the filter. Notice your dominant thoughts. Are they from fear or from truth? Start rewriting one thought a day into alignment with who you really are. And lastly, let's act from alignment. Choose one small action that honors your truth. Do it with no explanations needed. And before we wrap, let me leave you with something to shift your energy right now. Because the words you speak shape the life you live. So say this affirmation with me. I am not who the world told me to be. I am who God created me to be. Whole, worthy, already enough. And I choose to live from that truth. Write it down. Say it out loud. Speak life over yourself. But more importantly, live like it's already true. Because when you stop searching and start remembering, that's when you finally come home to yourself. If this episode stirred something in you, if you're done with the mask, the performance, and you're ready to finally live from your soul, then it's time to book your complimentary Soul Goals Clarity Call. It's a one-on-one session to break free from confusion, get crystal clear on what your soul is calling you to do next, and map out a path to the life of purpose, freedom, and fulfillment you were always meant to live without the fear, overthinking, or overwhelm. Because a soul goal is not just a dream, it's a divine assignment. It's the vision God placed in your heart before the world told you to shrink. And if you've been second-guessing, delaying, or doubting what's next, this call is your moment to get clear, get honest, and get aligned. We'll uncover what's been blocking your purpose, map out what alignment actually looks like in this season of your life, and create a plan to move forward with clarity, courage, and conviction. And hey, don't forget to check out our sponsor, Head Game Wraps, because if you want to change anything about your life, you have to get your head in the game first. Head to headgamewraps.etsy.com. Both links are in the show notes. And again, thank you for tuning in to Tell Your Truth, the space where we get honest, get clear, and start creating the life we were always meant to live. I hope today's episode sparks something in you, not just a thought, but a truth you're ready to do something with. Because this work, it's not always easy, but it's absolutely necessary. So keep questioning what you've been carrying. Then ask yourself, why am I still carrying it? And more importantly, who do I get to become when I finally put it down? If this episode moved you, share it with another woman who is ready to rise. Leave a review so more women can find our space, and hit that subscribe button because we're just getting started. And next week, we're going even deeper when we talk about now that you've returned to your truth, the next challenge is walking in it when the world still expects the old you. So don't miss it, because episode 6 is all about how to hold your alignment when everything around you is still catching up to your transformation. Until then, own your truth, claim your power, live your freedom. See you on the next episode.